The passion is created. There is no passion. We don't believe there is a passion over there. Here we say the water of union will do something about that fire. That fire which is the fire of relationship and things like that. So it doesn't need it to be like that. But listen carefully. What was the remedy of the doctor? Who wants to forget this first remedy? I hope no one. The remedy was that give the handmaiden to the goldsmith. Okay? Connect them. Take it out of your life. In that level of your life. You need your intelligence. You know where? In that economic, social position, situation, in the situation that you have to be logical. Different levels of existence. The animalistic level should believe in the goldsmith, not you. Let's see what will happen.
The king bestowed on him that moon-faced one and wedded those twain who were craving each other's company. During the space of 6 months, they were satisfying their desire till the girl was wholly restored to health.
Excuse me, what was this 6 months about?
What did Susan say?
You remember when the Hakim was talking to this handmaiden? Handmaiden said that that goldsmith bought me and kept me for 6 months, then sold me again. So there has been a period of 6 months before. Another 6 months will make it complete. 1 year satisfaction or let's say coupling of this goldsmith and handmaiden. Goldsmith bought the handmaiden, kept her for 6 months, sold it again. Now another 6 months, everything is okay. Because they belong to each other.
Thereafter he prepared for him a potion, so that when he drank it, he began to dwindle away before her. That when, because of sickness, his beauty remained not, the soul of the girl remained not in his pestilence. Since he became ugly and ill-favored and sallow-cheeked, little by little he became cold, irksome and unpleasant in her heart.
We know whose fault is that. This Hakim guy is a very sneaky one and made a potion and all that, right? But let's first understand it. Understand the story as the boy should understand it, right? They brought the goldsmith, no? And they gave the handmaiden to the goldsmith. And they were living together, being happy because they liked each other. Why after 6 months the goldsmith is ugly? He was coming from a very beautiful neighborhood. Why is it ugly?
Huh?
Yes, he could blame the Hakim and the potion will blame for me. Hakim is me himself. I will blame him later. But first let's understand it. Does it really happen or not?
Satisfaction, not happiness.
Satisfaction is temporary. When you see a beautiful face, right? And you are parted, suddenly you love that beautiful face. But if you have to live with that person for a duration of time, suddenly there is no beauty anymore. Because you have consumed the physical beauty, and physical beauty is not permanent, will disappear, and you will see the things that you have never seen. Mainly, you never see the other person in house robe and pyjama and things like that. Right? This is the same thing for the goldsmith. You know why you like the goldsmith? Because you don't have it. You like the things you don't have. We know that. Do we? Do you remember? Rumi told you that. He said, whatever is not there, you ask him for that. Those Jews at the beginning, time of Moses, they said, the food was there. They said, oh, what about that one? I prefer this one. That's how it works. When you don't have it, you like it very much. Later you will not. What is your favorite food? You. Say something, doesn't
it? Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Imagine being fed pumpkin pie for 12 years. Then what is pumpkin pie to you? That's what the appetite of the animal is all about. Especially in us. Because we need variety. Therefore, a lot of nagging of this intelligence about the goldsmith is because it's not with the goldsmith. A lot of your appetite is directed towards nonsense is because you don't have them. Because when you do not have something, you cannot be bored. When you have something, that something becomes boring. You could be bored. But you don't see it when you don't have it. That's what's happening here logically. But yes, we know there is a magical potion that this Hakim will somehow put it in your blood. Drop by drop by drop. We know that. Verse by verse by verse. It will give you something. Rumi is injecting you with some meanings. Later he will say, oh, you don't know. Why, without your knowledge, I am curing you? Because I cannot let you know what's happening to you. Do you know what's happened to you? What is your problem now? You have been sleeping and a serpent crawled in your mouth. That's what's happening. So we will bring it in that necessarily and say, this is what it is. I'm not starting with a blank mind here. I know you're all having a serpent in you. I know it because it was reported to me. Right at the beginning, the serpent went in you and never came out. The knowledge is there. Scientific one, the goldsmith is there. So, yes, we will make a potion to increase the process, to make you understand that, of course, goldsmith is good, but in a certain level, only in that level, on the intelligent level, on the conscious level. We are going to dig in the subconscious and the other domain, and we are not going to let this handmaiden come with us. The goldsmith will die. Let's see the goldsmith die. That's a good part of it.
Those loves which are for the sake of a color, outward beauty, are not love. In the end, they are a disgrace. Would that he too had been disgraced altogether, so that the evil judgment might not have come to pass on him. Blood ran from his eye, that flowed with tears like a river. His handsome face became the enemy of his life.
Before going further, there is something here you should know. The source of a very strange confusion for your future. Because Rumi said, love is not describable. I cannot analyze it. Logically, I cannot explain it. But we have to try anyhow, right? So you will hear some different statements about love. Here you will hear that the love which is aimed towards the color and this superficial, visible part of something, this is not love. This is shameful stuff.